Hey everybody, welcome to episode 23 of Bundle of Oi. It's our holiday spectacular. I don't know what that means, but I'm your co-host Doug.
I'm Amy, and welcome to
post-Christmas joy.
Yes.
It's December 26th as we record this. Did you have a nice holiday?
I did.
Yeah? Talk about it?
Sure. We had a busy weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
We kicked it off on, was it Friday night was the first thing we did?
Yes.
What was Friday night? Oh my God, my memory's terrible. Should I look at my calendar?
Sure.
Do you know what we did on Friday night?
Nope. My brain is mush.
Okay. I don't think we did anything on Friday night. Saturday we started.
I thought we did do something on Friday.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. All right. So what did we do on Saturday?
Okay, so I think we did something with one of our families, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea?
I have a family.
We popped in at your mom's house.
Yes.
To see the
some family them. Friends.
Yes.
Okay, so that's
Friday. That was
Friday.
Saturday.
It was Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Because Sunday was Christmas.
I think Friday was like shopping, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
We might have gone shopping out and about somewhere. Right, did we order Chinese food? It's great pot.
I know, this is really good.
You guys really give a shit what we did this weekend.
Do you want to hear what we ate? It's amazing.
Okay, so Saturday was that. Sunday was Christmas Eve chili, which I've been doing as a tradition with some of my girlfriends for, I don't know, I think we started when I was in college. So how long ago was that? 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Almost 20 years ago. But the tradition has stayed alive. And it was really fun this year because most of us have kids now. I mean, it's the core group is me and two of my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of us, we have kids now. So it was really cute to it's like bringing the tradition on.
Yeah.
And they're going to take it, and their kids are going to have Christmas chili, mm-hmm. and their kids are going to have Christmas chili.
And there was a white elephant exchange, which is always fun.
And it is always fun because it's like, that's what we did Friday night.
We
probably went
for
to Home Goods for those. Yeah. Yes.
I like a white elephant exchange. I always feel like there's pressure. Like, I don't know what to get. Like, because to me, like, part of the fun of the white elephant exchange is the dud gift, but you want to...
I always end up with a dud, and it's, so frustrating.
It's also, I try to come up with something that is, rides the line, it's funny. So it's not a total dud, but it's still funny.
I don't think
I did that this year, but...
I thought you did a good... I mean, yours got stolen once.
Yeah.
Or twice.
It was a salt lamp.
Yeah.
One of those... It's like a big pink... Like that Himalayan salt that they're pushing on everybody now. Like, picture that as a big rock, but hollowed out with a light bulb inside so it glows.
Yeah. And I got a really pretty glass blue pitcher for water,
mm-hmm.
or iced tea or whatever, and then some slate coasters, which I thought was going to be kind of popular because it's pretty. I don't think anyone was like, oh, I don't want this. But I expected it to be maybe more of ooh, I throw parties, let me steal it, and nobody mm-hmm. stole it.
Yeah. But it was still nice.
It was still nice. So,
but last year, I got a little pillow that was a poop emoji.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be more fun. Like, people would go for it. Especially some of your friends, I thought would be like, oh, they're going to be all about this. And that's the person who got it and was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I was like, really? You talk about poop jokes nonstop and you get the poop emoji and you're disappointed?
Yeah.
I feel like that was tailor made for you.
Yeah. Anyway. One year, I got a Is it WWE? The wrestling.
There is a WWE and a WWF.
Okay. I got one of those, a wall calendar. No, I didn't get it. I bought it at wherever I bought
it. I thought you ended up with it.
I was like, nobody's going to want this. And they fought over it.
Really?
So it's you just never know. Because Tanya, I guess, her brother was into it or something. So she was vying for it.
Mm.
And then someone else was also vying for it. So it's you just never know. The biggest dad that I still get teased over.
Oh yeah.
Is the button.
The button? I thought. Oh no, I'm thinking of something else. Go on.
Okay, so I could.
Which,
not.
By the way, I don't. It might be a dud of a present, but it's such a funny idea.
Go yeah. For. So I was roaming the mall. I could not. I was probably 22 or something. So a long time ago. I was roaming the mall. I could not figure out for the life of me what present to get. So they had this booth at the mall where you could. Go and they take a photo of you and then they put it on a mouse pad or whatever. So I did it, a photo of just me at the mall by myself. How cool was I? And I got it put on a giant button that was 6
like a campaign button.
It was like 8 inches long, like circumference. Like,
oh, I didn't know it was that big.
Oh yeah, it was like this big.
Okay, like a pie tin.
So yeah, well, not quite that big. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little smaller. But it had like a little stand so you could prop it up, or it also had like a pin so you could wear it.
And it's just you like giving a big thumbs
and
up.
And it was just me like smiling. And everyone opened it. And it was like, what the fuck is this? And then I think it was like, oh, is there like movie tickets or something else to accompany it? And it was like, no, that's all you get. A button of me.
I think that's a really
And guess who idea. Ended up with it?
You didn't.
Me.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
You still have it?
I think it ended up at my dad's house. Oh, okay. So it's gone forever.
All right.
But maybe next year I'll bring it back. If you're listening, shit.
Put out the surprise on the internet for you. That's really fun. I was thinking of something else that like you're notorious for having brought, which was the chocolate bread.
Oh, yeah, but that's not Christmas chili.
No, this is just a this recipe was just that turned like, out bad.
No, you don't even know the story, honey.
All right, well, tell the story.
It was like we were having a barbecue at Tanya's house, and she was like, bring dessert. And so I brought like a loaf of chocolate bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be good. But
it was not.
No, nobody really liked it. Although we did get a little bit inebriated, and once everybody was a little bit buzzed, that chocolate bread was quite delicious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I don't have too many parenting related topics on my agenda here, but I did put the holidays on there because it's a, we talked a bit about Hanukkah last week, for us, but it's, you know, it's an interesting thing to, start to share with kids, like, you know, what these holidays are all about and, you know, yearly traditions. I mean, she still has a pretty good memory of Halloween. If you ask her about Halloween, she'll say Elmo. She'll remember she dressed up as Elmo. So this is her first Hanukkah and Christmas that she has the potential to, that could imprint on her.
She sort of understood the concept of opening a present.
Yeah.
For the first time.
And she was very interested in the trees and the lights. She was very big on commenting about the trees and the lights, although you had to kind of prevent her from pulling ornaments off.
Right.
But
she enjoyed it. I don't really think we made like a lasting impression, but
no, it'll be
but
next
I think
year.
Overall, like the aura of it was like family and friends and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what the holidays are about for me. It's not about any of the religious stuff personally.
Or the presents either.
It's a little about it's the presents. It's a little about the presents. I'm joking. We didn't even do presents for each other this year.
Well, no, there's expensive things we've bought on the sidelines, so we were both kind of like, truce.
Yeah.
that's it.
Well, we spoiled ourselves with Disney passes, and then we had like a ton of things to do in the house, which we're still working on.
Which are super expensive. So it's kind of like, well, we'll just hold off.
So my gift to you is a new fireplace, and your gift to me is a new heater.
Yeah. So hooray for home ownership.
Shoot, you spent more than I did.
That's true. I guess.
I am fixing the fridge for you, though.
That's true.
Our ice.
By the way, this all comes out of the same bank account. So
I know.
So
I know,
for
I'm
each
joking.
Other is a little meaningless.
I know. I was joking.
I know.
I was
it's
joking.
It's okay. So much broken crap we have to deal with.
You know. But we will enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of fixing it when we sell the house, we might as well fix everything now so we can enjoy it and be broke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you have any parenting topics?
I didn't have a parenting topic, but okay. I did have like a thing to throw out at you.
All right.
To see what, like, okay, so I was researching our reviews, which we have none of, shockingly.
Yeah.
And then I posted a little something on our page, which I'll need to check because I asked the Facebook group if anyone had any questions. So I figure at the end I'll
about
check.
About 30 seconds ago.
I know, literally, so we probably won't have any, but I'll check it at the end.
Okay.
But I was going to, like, the question out to the universe was going to be like, hey, Bundle of Oi listeners, but I realized we need, like, a name. Like, hey, booze, or like, you know, like a group name. I can't even
like Beliebers.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we need a name like that. Do you like booze? Like,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Can you think of anything like
Bundlers? That sounds weird.
The Ois.
The Bundlers.
What's
sounds
like what's
unpleasant.
Like a pun on joy or oi like or something?
There's not much.
The good old Ois.
Good old Ois. Not bad. It works as a play on words. I think booze is pretty good. Yeah. Well, if you guys have a good name for yourselves, let us know.
Yeah, all two of you.
Yeah, all two of you. We can't just call them the Emilies.
No, because there's an Emily and there's an Amy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll let
and
you guys.
And Jessica.
All right. We'll let you guys come up with
the girls. No, because then there's Amir's listening.
There's guys.
Yeah, there's guys. We appreciate all of you. So please, maybe I'll do a poll on our page.
That's a good idea.
And we'll see. People...
We got to have room for a write-in, though.
Of course. Let me pop in and see if there's anything.
Okay. Well, while you're doing it, did you have any other...
There's nothing.
There is nothing, yeah.
I know, that's shocking.
We planned that out good.
I don't have anything. I think that you wrote down some topics that
I
you
did
not tell me. Should we go to the phone line?
The phone line?
For our Christmas celebrity call-in.
Oh, okay. Who's on the line?
It's Morgan Freeman. We promised Morgan Freeman. So let's go to the lines.
Ring. Hello. Hello.
I'm sorry. I was whispering to Doug. He just had to step out for a minute, so I'm just going to take this call. Hello, Mr. Freeman. Thanks for joining us today.
It is a pleasure to be on your audio recording.
So we are a parenting podcast, and I think you're a parent.
Yes.
Can you tell me your kids' names?
There is Morgan Freeman II.
Is it like Morgan Jr. Freeman II?
It's actually two children. It is Morgan and Freeman.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I would just wanted to know if you had any tips as a parent.
Yes, all problems can be solved with the judicious application of narration.
Okay, this is not related to parenting, Mr. Freeman, but has anyone told you that your diction is somewhat... It sounds a little bit Alan Rickman-y.
I have never heard any such accusation, but I will forward it on to my representation.
Okay. Sorry, I keep getting distracted because...
Our daughter is making noises on the monitor?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
She seems a little distraught.
Mm. She's okay. She had a rough day, though. She didn't really get a nap.
Back.
Hi. Yeah. Uh-oh, we better pause this.
All right, we're going to pause. All right, well, we're back, and it seems like in the hustle and flow of baby...
The hustle and flow?
I don't know. Is that not a saying people say?
Well, it's a movie.
In the hustle and bustle of Celeste making a noise on the monitor, we seem to have lost Morgan Freeman.
That's too bad.
So we do want to thank him for his participation.
And what a nice guy to come down and spend some of the holidays with us.
It was a phone call.
Yeah. Still.
And I do wish his children, Morgan and Freeman, quite well.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to look up and see if he does have children and what their names are.
Now, let's test your magic talent. What year was Morgan Freeman born?
1937. I'm on Wikipedia.
Oh, you already looked.
Okay. Sorry. He has four children.
So it's Morgan and Freeman and Morgan 2 and Freeman 2?
He doesn't have any children named Morgan or Freeman.
Oh, that's too bad. He lied to us. What a scamp.
I don't know. That's not cool.
All right, well, maybe
we're a fan of his, though, right?
That's true.
Okay.
Who isn't, though? He's wonderful. He's a national treasure.
No.
I hope they record him saying every word in the entire English language so that after he dies, they can have like a computer.
So he can become our Alexa?
Yeah. Like you could just type anything into a machine.
I think you can change Alexa's voice somehow.
Oh, you can? Well, that's nice.
You can change like... certain things, like the alarm that she wakes you up with, can be something. Anyway, sorry.
You're obsessed with this thing.
By the way, to
fill you in, the Alexa, which is actually called an Echo Dot, is the thing that you got as part of the White Elephant Exchange.
Yeah.
Which you were totally like meh about, and now you're all like into it.
I'm like okay on it. Like, it's funny to like be like, hey, play this music or whatever, but I don't know. I don't see it as like something that is like life changing. It's just fun.
It's yet another addition to our house of robot slaves.
That's true. We have Rainbow now.
Rainbow the Roomba.
Alexa the Dot.
Yeah, Alexa the Dot. And, you know, our other...
The Echo Dot allows you to talk to me in more rooms than your home.
Oh my God, my heart jumped out of my chest.
We said her name.
Alexa, be quiet. Alexa, be quiet. How long until I start cursing at her?
Not long, but we should. It's like Beetlejuice. Like, you can't say her name ever or talk about it because it'll spring to life and do that.
I will say, like, I hope she's a better listener than my car navigation system.
Because
that thing I curse at, like, every day. If I'm going someplace new and I'm like, you know, 1235 Silver Spur Lane, and it's like, oh, you want to go to Silver Springs? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, no, you motherfucker.
You don't want to go to Maryland where Silver Springs is?
It's like always wrong. And it's not even like it sounds like it. Like if I say the word like spoon, it's like, oh, you want to go to Fork? I'm like, I didn't fucking, like, I'll have to show you next time we're in the car. It's okay. Ridiculous.
So
I'll videotape that for you listeners. Mm-hmm. You can watch it.
Yeah, I'm
really angry about this.
The lack of proper voice recognition.
It's horrible. Nissan Rogue, you are not sponsored by. Podcast is not sponsored by Nissan Rogue.
I find myself not using Siri very often. I feel like that's one they keep that. Like, they're still not there yet. Like, at some point, they'll hit a threshold where it's the voice recognition for these things is perfect and you can just talk to it. Mm-hmm. But it's still not quite there yet. It's still sort of frustrating. Or it's like the logic is dumb where it's like, you try to tell, I don't want to say its name, but like you tell Machine to play the next song.
Did you say Schmushlekspra?
Yeah. But like you say, like, you know, play next track and it won't do it because it's waiting for you to say play next song. Uh-huh. So it's if it's not just right, you know, even words that roughly mean the same thing, it won't accept yet.
I think she's doing a little bit better. Oh my God, what is that?
That was Celeste's little tiny stroller that she plays with.
I will say Schmalexa, Schmushmeksha is doing a little bit better. And I was able to program my voice. It had me say certain sentences.
Oh, so it recognizes you better?
So it's like learning me. Mm. I don't know if Siri does that.
I don't know. We'll have to have someone in to talk computer stuff on our next
001000.
Yes, to talk binary code on our podcast.
You mean
so parenting things to try to get us back on topic.
It's a lost cause.
It's a lost cause on this.
Sorry, booze.
Yeah. I did have one thought that occurred to me today because we went and saw The Disaster Artist, which to just sort of set the stage for what that is, if you don't know, it's a movie that is about the making of a movie, and the underlying movie is The Room, widely considered one of the worst movies ever made. So this is about how that movie came to be. Mm-hmm. And in the scene, the story is told mostly from the point of view of one of the stars and like kind of co-producers of that movie, who was like just a young kid getting in over his head at the time. And there's a scene towards the beginning of the movie when he first kind of pairs up with the lead, played by James Franco, who is the auteur and the kind of weirdo who he ends up kind of Pied Pipers him into this whole project. And he, like on a whim, decides to move from San Francisco to LA in with this weird dude. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene when he's moving out and his mom is like trying to talk him out of it. He's like 19 and he's moving in with a guy whose age is indeterminate, but definitely
double,
at least double. And who's mysterious and strange, and mom is trying to talk some sense into him, as she should.
Yep.
And, you know, of course he ends up making the fateful choice to go off and make this movie and change the course of his life. Cause otherwise, you know, just roll credits. But, it got me thinking about, like, you know, what happens if, you know, we want to encourage our kids to follow their dreams, but what if it's a stupid dream? Like, what if they're, if you're like that mom watching your son get into this car, knowing that the odds are overwhelmingly against this going well. And I don't know how I would handle that. Like, I had a lot of interest in dramatic stuff, like going into theater and acting and writing and all this stuff. All of these like low yield things where it's like, you could strike it rich and be a gazillionaire, but odds are you're going to end up waiting tables.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my parents were always kind of pushing me like, have something to fall back on. Think about going to law school. And I'm glad I went to law school. I'm glad because I have friends that did go that route and it's hard. And they've been having various degrees of success. But I would definitely have to sit down and think real hard about like, well, you know, I don't want to crush her dreams. I want her to, you know, pursue things, but I want her to have a stable life.
Yeah. I think for me, like, I would do what your parents did. I'd probably be like, look, you need to go, like, you can pursue your dreams, but you need to go to college first. Like, have the background.
Or, like, have a plan.
But you know, then again, you can't force your kid to go to school if they don't want to go to school.
No, you can't force
them to
do anything.
All we can do is encourage her to have an interest in education, but like if she graduates high school and is like, I'm just really not interested in going to college,
I can't
you can't do anything about it.
No, you can't legally. You can try and leverage you know, you could say, well, I'm not going to pay for your apartment. You're going to have to,
I mean,
you know,
yeah,
you have to do it yourself.
And I probably agree with that. If you go to college, I'll help support you. If you mm-hmm. don't go to college, you need to get a job.
Right. And it's just,
but that, I mean, that's all we can do is like arm her with like the evidence that going to college is the better choice. But lots of people are successful and don't go to college.
And, no, that's, yeah. And it's not even necessarily about college. Yeah. But it's the idea of saying like, look,
like if she has, so you're saying if she's like 12 and she's super interested in the music industry, let's say.
I want her to follow her. Like, yeah, yeah. Like if you're talented and you've, you know, got, you know, ambition and drive, because like all the people that end up making it are people that have drive. But like, for example, we saw Jewel, you know, a couple weeks ago, and she always tells the story about how when she started, she was, you know, dirt. I mean, had nothing and was living out of her car, mm-hmm. and you know, people were trying to take advantage of her in every way sense of that word. And you're like, okay, you know, she made it. She became a star.
So it was worth it for her.
But for every person who made it, there's a thousand people who didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I guess we'd have to look at the level of talent that our kid has and be like, okay, is it really feasible?
Yeah. Like,
do we have the Tommy Wiseau?
Right.
Is that like, the kid?
Where like people are constantly like, the problem is some people, like when you tell them no, you're not going to make that, like becomes fuel, like, which is what it was for him. Like every time someone told him no, that was like grist for his mill. I'm like, yes, I'm going to prove them wrong. You know, it's like more gas on the fire. Sometimes you got to be like, no, like you're bad at this. Do something you're good at.
Yeah.
You
know? I think the problem I have is like, I know a lot of people, not, I don't personally know, but I've heard a lot of stories about people who, you know, they're from Atlanta or whatever. Their kid's interested in acting. They drop everything. The whole family moves to LA. They all work to put the kid, like, I mean, I don't know that I have that.
I ain't doing that.
Unless her voice is like Whitney Houston good.
Right.
Like I ain't doing that.
Right.
You know?
No, it's not. It's not.
And there's a lot of different avenues for success now, too. I think we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. It's like she can put videos on YouTube and become a music sensation through YouTube to start.
Yeah, you can
see how you do that way, and then maybe we can.
The system has changed. Yeah, there's more basically there's more points of entry to the system because there are more ways to do it yourself and get noticed. The other thing about the disaster artist is that Tommy Wiseau, the main. Yeah, I shouldn't call him a character. It's a biographical movie. He's a real person. But he, by all accounts, has some limitless source of money that no one knows what it is. But the bottom line was there was no risk to him failing because he would never run out of food. You know, he'd always have a place to live and, you know, food on the table. That changes the equation. You know, if you won the lottery, fuck it. Beat your head against the wall for
Hollywood. But if we won the lottery, would you say like, okay, Celeste, you can go to L.A.? We'll fund your apartment and you can try to become a star?
No, because the problem is then you take away people's drive. And
you don't teach her to work for what she wants.
Right. You need to have some hunger and you need to have some sense of like, it's that idea of if you took every risk away from someone, it would be boring. Like if you walked onto a basketball court and you made every shot, you would get bored of basketball very quickly.
Right.
Because you need a challenge, even for, you know, especially when it's something like your career. You know, like this is who you are. This is what you're going to become. And your career is so much a part of you. And it isn't just that. It's about the general life lesson of like you've got to work for things. And it's like, I'm glad that my parents have been able to help me in the ways that they've helped me. But, you know, by the same token, they didn't.
I wonder if we're too loud.
They didn't just, you know, hand everything to me on a platter either. I had to work for it. I had to go to law school. I'm paying off that loan.
Yeah.
And I got to show up and be a lawyer every day, and nobody can do that for me. I got to, you know, litigate my way through these cases, and prove that I'm worthy. Every day is a test, and you got to pass that test. And so if you're the kind of person that just, you know, if you're the trust fund baby or whatever that never had to do anything, I don't know what that turns you into, like, you know, like a some sort of like worthless Kardashian. Like, it's just like, well,
I wouldn't use that example because those girls actually have businesses. They all work really hard.
I don't know.
No, they do.
Skeptical. I mean, it's all built on Kim's back side.
Literally, it is. But like, you know. I mean, you take like Kylie's got her like rich too, to begin makeup.
With. Remember, their dad was.
They're Robert making Kardashian. A lot of money on other things, not just like being reality stars. They are making a lot of money on their shows, but they all have businesses too.
I guess, but they're still generally famous for being famous, and it's different than, you know, someone like, I don't know, take your pick of, you know, a celebrity that had to work for it, you know, whatever. Whether it's a musician like, say, a Bruce Springsteen who had to, like, fight his way out of New Jersey by being talented.
Yeah.
And make different. It, you know, yeah. That's a different person. That's a different kind of, it says something about his
character. Yeah, I mean, those girls haven't really struggled.
No, they've never had to struggle.
They've had personal life struggles, I'm sure, but it's different.
But that's the difference between, you know, having things and accomplishing things. And I want Celeste to be the person who accomplishes things rather than just like, oh, well, I was born rich and I invested it and it paid off.
Are you really concerned about these kind of things?
No. What I'm concerned about is, because that's, unless we win the lottery, I don't have to think about it. But I still want her to have, you know, some drive as part of her character. She needs to just not expect things to come to her, and she needs to know the value of
working. Well, that's why we have things. To, you know, instill chores in her, mm-hmm. and not just buy her any toy that she wants.
Right.
She can work for toys, and that's fine.
Yep. She can.
So when she gets a little older, we'll have to have like a little toy or a chore chart somewhere.
And when she's a little older than that, she can get an allowance and
she can
do chores for things. And you know, it's just important to like, there is a sense of pride and self-worth that comes with doing things on your own.
Yep.
I mean, even right now, even though she's little, like, I figured out, like, I thought she didn't like certain types of, like, I thought, oh, she doesn't like ice cream. And like, so we went and got ice cream. We had a little daddy-daughter day. And I figured out, because at first she was, like, refusing it. And then I let her do it herself.
Yep.
And she, as soon as she got the chance to spoon it in, you know, pick up the spoon and do it herself, she was like so excited. And now she's been talking about ice cream for the last 2 days.
Yep. She does that with other food too. She really just likes doing it herself.
Right.
Yogurt and milk and the straw. Like.
Right. I kept thinking like she doesn't want these things. And it was, she wants them as long as she gets to be the one handling the fork or the spoon.
Right. And she's old enough now to feed herself, which is amazing. Yeah. We still have to cut up the food for her, but.
Still,
and it's very messy.
She did pretty well. Okay. Like she was using a fork to take up pieces of a fish stick, dip it in ketchup, and put it in her mouth.
And she was even holding,
without making a mess.
What was she holding earlier today? I think she was holding her yogurt cup in one hand and then spooning it out, and like she had held the cup closer to her face,
so it didn't move around or get knocked over.
Yeah,
that's good.
So that was, she's just getting better. We have to give her the opportunity. I used to be so afraid of her getting dirty that I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And now I just realize like, that's okay. This, she's got to learn.
Yeah. I mean, she often will say, she will say, CC do.
Yep.
She
talks about herself in the third
person. She does. She got that from Elmo. She talks about herself in the third person, but she wants to do it. She really wants to prove that she can do it.
I try to teach her like a big girl. I try to, like, when she can't do something, like she can't put Momo into her, Momo has a stroller. I say like, here, let me show you how to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's not just me doing it for her, but me teaching her how to do it herself.
Yeah.
Which I think is something that's helpful.
I got her, you know, the other day she was up on something relatively high. I mean, for her, you know, relatively high, and she wanted to get down. And, you know, daddy, help me, daddy, help me. I was like, no, you got this. You can do it. And then as soon as she got down on her own, I made a big deal of like, you did it. Yay.
Where was she?
This was at Linda's house. She was on the rock.
Oh, okay.
She's on this. They have all these kind of rocks in their backyard, and you know, for a toddler, this was a big rock. And so she was trying to slide down off of it, and she couldn't quite slide to the point where her toes touched the ground. There was a gap between her feet and the ground.
Uh huh.
And so she was afraid to just let herself kind of go that extra. You know, it was like 2.5 inches or something.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a lot, but she was scared. And I was like, "Oh, you got this. You can do this." And I kept pushing her to do it, and finally she did it, and she was so excited. That she could do it on her own. Good. So that was, you know, again, it's that same thing of like getting her to recognize her own, her own inner strength.
Yep.
So that's just something that's important.
I just think we need to keep doing that stuff. That's all.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation.
Mm-hmm. So that was the thing from the disaster artist that I thought was worth talking about. That like sense of like, you know, can you, well, actually that was more about what to do if your kid's dream is risky, but still, I think we covered it. So, any more
no questions.
Visitors?
No questions.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I know. I know you're listening.
Yep.
I know you are.
Anything else you want to cover before we start wrapping it up?
I think we're good. Okay. Are you feeling good?
I am. So we'll wish you now that Christmas is over, I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you do have a Happy New Year.
Yeah, we'll see you after the New Year.
That's right. It'll be our first cast of 2018.
If you have any tips on things you'd like to hear about in the New Year, any ideas for ways we could make our podcast stronger and more fun,
or just topics that you want to cover, or anything at all, send it to bundleavoy@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook. Just go to the Facebook/bundleavoy. You know how Facebook works. Who am I kidding? So do that. Also, please go on iTunes and rate us and review us. If you are one of these people listening that listen to us regularly and you haven't done it, please do. They all help. And also, if you do leave us a review, we will I will write a limerick about you and read it on the air, which obviously is not a very enticing reward, but it's fun for us. So, and I just like writing the limericks. So please do that. And until then, top, right, or bottom
of the evening to you.